Currently, there are about 7,000 registered Syrian refugees inside Lebanon. The family we met with, there were 6 children and the 2 parents, and they were living in one room. And I mean, obviously, everything has to happen inside this room. I mean, everything. In the corner of their room, they'd set up a kind of area for showering. But when I say shower, I just mean like some kind of jerry cans to wash themselves with. And the sanitation conditions are unfortunately not very good at all. In the north, when they actually cross the border, there's a river which divides Syria and Lebanon. And one of the girls, who's 12 years old, spoke about the journey. And, you know, she said that she was so scared. She thought that she would never survive, and because she was afraid of the water. And then also, I mean, on the way, people are scared of things like snipers and mines and bandits. And so she kind of described the fear of the journey, and also just how much she misses home. You know, she was describing how much she missed playing in her garden and visiting relatives and friends. And she said she never wanted to leave her home, but her parents were really worried. She described her journey from Tal Kalakh to Lebanon, and she said that she remembers the gunshots and she was scared to death, and she's very sad to see what's happening to her country. A lot of the children are showing signs of post-traumatic stress, including, you know, nightmares and bedwetting and being extremely clingy to their mothers, like kind of isolating themselves, refusing to go to school, not wanting to be in groups with, you know, even playing with other children. And yes, this can definitely have long-term dire consequences on the development of children and their well-being.